Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are continuing our coverage of today's news that the five Memphis police officers allegedly responsible for the death of Tyre Nichols will be charged with second-degree murder. Nichols died earlier this month because of severe injuries from the violent arrest after he was pulled over by the officers near his home. Attorneys who reviewed the police footage say Nichols was attacked and beaten in a way that is reminiscent of the infamous police beating of Rodney King, with the footage set to be made public tomorrow afternoon. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John L. Burris, an Oakland-based civil rights attorney who represented Rodney King in his lawsuit against the Los Angeles Police Department. John, it's good to talk with you again.
Yeah, good to be with you as well.
How unusual is it to have charges brought before a video is released? And what do you think that says about this particular case?
Well, it says rarely would I expect the charges to have been brought so quickly. On the other hand, the fact that it hadn't been released to the public should not impact it because the police have seen it. The charging people have seen it. And so they know exactly what's on the video, and they could clearly see that the conduct here represents criminal conduct, and so those charges are made. The public getting to see it is certainly one thing, but the charges can be brought and should be brought, notwithstanding whether the public has seen them or not. These are all serious charges, no doubt about it, and that each of them, each of these cases could give 18 to 30, maybe even 60 years in prison. You know, the thing that's troubling about this, it reminds me so much of the Riders case here, not Rodney King, everyone knows, but the Riders here, where you had a group of officers who were renegade officers for the most part and engaged in misconduct. Here we find out that these group of officers were part of a special unit called Scorpions, and the Scorpion unit seemingly was not that well supervised and allowed for them essentially to do whatever they want. And I say that because you could not beat someone the way they did and have a sense that you could be held to answer for it, because you had videos and cameras, which means someone was going to see it. And if you were to engage in this conduct, you got to know that you could be responsible if you thought that you would be held responsible. It's entirely possible that, given the relationship between the superior people and these officers, that they didn't think anything would happen to them as a consequence of it, except in this case, it was worse than they anticipated. The man died. But certainly the beating itself was just something that was uncontrollable and unconscionable, given, you know, this all started from a traffic event. Someone should have had the presence of mind to say, what is causing us to use this level of force? What did this man do that would justify this? And apparently nothing, as far as we can tell as of now.
So Memphis police say they're not going to release the video until tomorrow night, 6 p.m. their time tomorrow night, in order to minimize chances for unrest. In this particular case, all five officers were black. The victim was black. Does that make a difference?
No, it doesn't make a difference to me in policing. You know, the rules are the rules for all colors, all ethnic groups. You know, we don't typically have this level of beating by African-American officers in most instances. But I will say that they certainly will do it. I think the issue here is not so much the color. It's the only color that's relevant is the blue, and that's the color of the uniform. And I think, you know, I would expect black officers to know better and to do better. A lot of effort was made to civil rights efforts to get them into these jobs, and we expect them to violate the law and protect citizens as opposed to abusing them. So, but for those who do, it can be held an answer. Now, just because it's all black doesn't make race not racial. It can very well be racial, because that may be the culture of the department as how the police deal with African-American communities or people of color, and that's a racially based form of policing. That clearly can be the case here, because the issue then is how do you treat the African-American people in that community? Do you stop them at a greater rate than others? Do you search them at up greater than others? And black officers may be doing just as well as white officers. So the foundational aspect of it can, in fact, be racial-based, and therefore you cannot make any distinction that it's not race just because it's black officers. Now, I'm sure they're not, and I wouldn't think that they're necessarily making a race-based argument here, but I can only say that the fact that the five black officers were involved certainly doesn't mitigate against the fact that it very well could be racial, because that's the nature of practice that they have there in that particular community.
Real quickly, do you think the fact that charges have been filed before the video will be released will mute any potential unrest or violence or outrage?
I actually don't think so. I think that once that video is released, it will set off a volcanic rage within people, and they're going to protest. And it's good, of course, that they now have been charged, and that does mitigate to some extent, but in terms of the reaction that people are going to have, it's going to be pretty profound. Now, I hope it doesn't translate into rioting and destruction of property and all, but there's going to be a visceral reaction when people see a video where a man is mercilessly beaten, just like in Rodney King. People still have bad reactions to it, and I do as well. So these things can never go away, and they will hit you in a way like George Floyd, because it's so visceral when you see a person's life being taken from them in a way by police officers when it didn't have to be. And you can't see what the person has done to justify it. So if it looks like the young man wasn't doing anything to justify it really getting beat up like he did, the community all over this country is going to be outraged. And it's extraordinarily important that the police have taken quick action here so that there will be this sense that they haven't gotten away with it so far.
All right, John, thank you so much for your insight. John Burris, Oakland-based civil rights attorney who represented Rodney King in his lawsuit against the Los Angeles Police Department.